You're listening to Exploring Next, episode 269. I'm Izzo, and today we're talking about Paperclip, an open-source orchestration tool for zero-human companies.
That's right, Izzo. Paperclip is like a task manager, but under the hood, it has org charts, budgets, governance, goal alignment, and agent coordination.
So, why does this matter right now? Well, with the rise of AI agents, businesses are looking for ways to automate tasks and streamline their operations.
Exactly. And Paperclip is designed to help with that. It allows users to bring their own agents, assign goals, and track work and costs from one dashboard.
That sounds like a game changer for businesses. But what about the technical details? How does it actually work?
Well, Paperclip uses a Node.js server and React UI. It's designed to be modular, so users can integrate it with various AI agents, like OpenClaw or Codex.
I see. And what about the architecture? How does it handle agent coordination and goal alignment?
Paperclip uses a distributed architecture to coordinate agents and align goals. It's designed to be scalable and flexible, so businesses can use it to automate complex tasks.
That's really interesting. And what about the user story? Who is Paperclip designed for, and how do they use it?
Paperclip is designed for businesses that want to automate tasks using AI agents. The user story is all about streamlining operations and reducing costs.
Okay, so what are some concrete next steps for our listeners? What can they do to get started with Paperclip?
Well, they can start by checking out the Paperclip repo on GitHub. They can also try installing it and experimenting with its features.
And what about other resources? Are there any other tools or projects that listeners can explore to learn more about Paperclip and automation?
Yeah, there are plenty of other open-source automation tools out there. Listeners can explore those and compare them to Paperclip to see what works best for their business.
All right, that's all for today's episode. Thanks for tuning in to Exploring Next, and we'll catch you on the next one.